What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Might be gut check time with Mitch. Mitch is getting a bit defensive about Donovan Mitchell.
Hello, am I being
Mitch.
Defensive or am I being realistic about this entire situation?
You're yelling at me over here. I'm just asking questions to start.
I'm not yelling at you.
You got all this bass in your voice talking to me and Lima over here. You relax for just a damn second over here.
I am just amazed that in the wake of the Cavs' loss last night, we are resorting to possible conspiracies over injuries.
It didn't look good.
Yeah, the injury may not have looked good, but we don't know his status for Game 5.
I understand that. But when people are, when you cannot make sense, when it seems inexplainable, then yeah, you're going to get conspiracy theory. Conspiracy will be afoot. Did you? How many times did you watch the video?
A few times, actually, yeah.
Okay, so what did you think of the video, Mitch?
I thought it was a very weird occurrence that all of a sudden he goes down with the injury, but if that's what he's feeling during the game, and especially at that point when you're down 41 points at halftime, I do wonder if they just decided in the moment, like, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling great, and it's not worth it at this point to just risk the injury forward in the second
that's
half.
That's certainly fair, but we didn't need.
But you guys made it out to be like this whole thing where they brewed it up at halftime. Like,
No.
I think you did a little bit.
No, I did not.
Donovan,
don't you accuse me of that.
When you go out the second half, Donovan.
No, I didn't.
Go down. We'll get you ready for game five.
I said if they did something like that, it's a worthless enterprise to do. When I think everybody rational, hold on, everybody rationally, boy, this is how you feel when you're talking to me. everybody rationally would have thought you're down by 41. Like, there's no point of putting him back out there.
Right.
But you can't tell me it didn't look funny and that everybody else is just still shooting.
Yeah, it was very sudden.
At halftime.
It was very sudden to the point where I think some players were like, wait, what's going on with Donovan? Like, it didn't process in their minds until later on when he's taken out of the game.
See, this is what Mitch does. Like, I can't speculate that he faked an injury. But I think plenty of people are, and then they're mad because I won't quote-unquote see the truth that he was quote-unquote faking a quote-unquote injury.
I will say my frustration is less on you than is the fans.
Well, yeah, you're getting upset.
I'm not.
You were getting upset, Mitchie.
I wasn't upset initially. It's just the whole thing about how, say it like it is, he quit on the team. Like, that's such a baseless accusation to put against a guy who in 3 years has been the model athlete for the Cleveland Cavaliers, if not the entire city.
Yeah, he has been a model athlete for the Cleveland Cavaliers
Mitch,
the entire city.
So why are you taking your frustrations for game four out on this? It's so unnecessary.
Because they got hammered and he's the leader of the basketball team and
that's
people are mad.
That's fine. But you
is
don't...
It? Because I just gave it, and now you're yelling at
you
me.
You don't
over
do
it.
A personal thing like that. That's not right.
What's not right?
To put an accusation like that against a player who's been otherwise solid for the last 3 years and who's working his butt off in this series when all the other guys are not stepping up. Back-to-back 40-point games?
I can understand. I'm not going to do it, but I can understand the reason behind it, even though it is back-to-back 40-point games.
We opened the show with this conversation. It got some people brewing.
Because
the conversation's brewing.
I didn't want to, but I it was forced upon me. I have to
that
do that because that's
you
what people are talking. Because is that or is that not what people are talking
Mitch,
about?
Mitch, the odd thing, it is really odd because they showed it again just now on 19. And I'm telling Ken during the break, look at how bizarre this is. Darius is staring when he first goes down at Donovan and then just starts shooting again. So I don't know if Donovan needed to make a noise or something for him to alert everybody that he was really bad.
He yelled, "Ali, oxen for you."
There is not much urgency by anybody with the Cavs. It's not like they had eight trainers.
A trainer
roll
or coach is going to get over there eventually. Darius's reaction is probably the one thing where I'm like, okay, maybe there was a little bit something there, but otherwise, there's nothing that tangibly makes me think that something was cooked up in the locker room to get them ready for game five. I thought it was a more natural occurrence than some people are making it out to be.
I just think it would have made more sense just to say, hey, Donovan, we know we need you. We need you to get some rest. You had the calf strain, going into the series. Like, let's just sit down for the rest of the second half.
Well, then people were asking why did the same thing not happen with Darius? Because Darius, they were like, hey, do you want to keep playing or sit out? He's like, I want to keep playing. Especially if you want to ramp yourself up for a game five, then you have to win.
But if that's what they did where they were cooking up something ridiculous like that, you didn't need to scare the bejesus out of me. Of course, What's the point of having the Jesus scared out of you when you're down by 41 at halftime and you're going to be down 3-1 in the series?
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's really nothing to be scared of. It was just me getting worked up for no reason. But I think that people are going to wonder, especially with, again, I didn't say it. I don't cover the team. Joe Vartan does. Joe had said that this is what? The most conservative team in the NBA when it comes to injuries? Yes. Is that what he not said with us on the show? Okay, so Joe says something like that on the show. A lot of people listen to that interview. And then you have this that comes around. People start to wonder.
I think some people are also going to get frustrated with the fact that this is probably going to be up until an hour before tip-off on Tuesday with Donovan, whether or not he tweets out the hashtag, let him know. It's probably going to be another questionable day-by-day status. And we're going to be talking for the entirety of the runtime, being like, was Donovan going to play? Is he not going to play?
God, this sucks. I think we're also trying to find a way to explain the inexplainable. Mitch, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Dave in Doylestown, you're first up with the fan.
Hey, Ken. I'm kind of with Mitch on this. I think Donovan actually got hurt before the playoffs ever started. I don't remember which game it was, but I think it was in the second half of one of those games. He rolled that ankle pretty hard, and I think he's been working through it ever since.
I thought it was a groin.
I thought it was a calf.
Lima thought it was a calf.
Yeah, I remember him rolling it, and it looked bad live, but he was able to fight through it and stayed in the game. It took him, three, four possessions before he looked halfway good. But I thought he was going to be in trouble then, but he's fought through it ever since. So I don't know if Jason or somebody else close to the team might be able to find that out, but I think this is before the playoffs ever started.
Dave, thank you very much for the call. Johnny in Cleveland. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys, let's be honest here. Anybody who thinks he's actually injured, if we were up by 17, he would not be wearing a boot. Let's grow up here. When things get bad...
he's not wearing a boot regardless.
He didn't leave the arena in a boot.
He did not leave the arena in a boot, Johnny.
Well, okay, he wouldn't have left. You know, like, this conversation would not be happening about Donovan's status. And let's all be honest about that. Mitch, is this fifth grade to you? Like, what do you think this is? No, when things get bad, after you've been the model for 3-4 years, what do? You quit.
But when has Donovan ever been like a quitter in his entire NBA career?
Now, when things aren't going well, when you're down by 41, anybody would.
My quitting starts now.
Johnny, you just can't accuse him of quitting out of nowhere.
It's quit time when I say now. Right
yeah,
now.
Literally. When we're at the pinnacle of where we should be after 3 years of trying, and it just gets worse.
First of all, this is not going to be the pinnacle of the Cavaliers. Second of all, Donovan is the athlete that would push even further down back 3-1.
Mitch, this might very well be the pinnacle of the Cavaliers right now. I mean, they're down 3-1. I mean, and they're still in the second round here. So this iteration of the Cavs, Johnny, thank you for the call. This very well may be the pinnacle, bud.
I don't know about that. I'm giving him one more year.
The apex, if you will. What do you mean you're giving him one more year as a group?
The team this year, at least.
They gave him 3 years to prove that they weren't soft. Let's give him 4 years. Give him 4 years to prove they're not soft. It's a presidential term. Might as well. We got all the time in the world, don't we?
And the thing about Donovan was he was gutting out those early games of the series. Like, he was putting the team on his back to try to get through those games. And even though we were sitting here going, well, he didn't play 40-plus minutes. He only played 34. But it looked like he had left it all on the floor in those games.
I would be frustrated too. Okay, do you believe that people would be calling in today if they held him out in the second half? They go, you know what? You're just not playing in the second half.
Everyone would understand. Most people would have understood it.
Would they?
I think most.
Because you and I are assuming they would be. Yeah, and I don't know if we should be.
Because you're just trying to get to the next game as healthy as possible.
Okay.
That's why I saw people like, why is Darius out there? This makes no sense for Garland to still be playing.
And then we found out
after the game that Atkinson went to him to kind of shelve him, put him aside, let him rest up. And he said, no, I got to get out there for rhythm. And he actually played well, which is one, if you're looking for one bright spot, it's like, all right, Darius kind of looked like Darius by the end of the game.
Tone, I hope so, but I have to wonder whether or not the people would be calling in and being that reasonable. I don't know if they would be.
What, would they have said he's getting paid this much money? Yes. He can't even sit through that?
I think that some, yes.
Play
I think
through that, I should say.
I hope that's not true, But yes, I would feel that way. But I'm telling you, it would be better than all this that we're doing right now, because now I have to wonder whether or not he's injured or not, and I don't want to wonder those type of things.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.